It is this very trust that allows us, with great confidence, to proceed. For without it, we will never take intuitive guidance to heart. We will never follow it. This very step is where most people fall off the opportunity to reunite with intuition. For your effective discernment of the source of subtle energy you are perceiving is paramount to your ego's ability to green light it. Without trust, your ego will vehemently dig in its heels and say no. This is precisely where, for most people, intuition falls dead. If you cannot distinguish between benevolent and malevolent energies, you're stuck in a misery soup. Benevolence is the hand that lifts you out. Without your ability to recognize it, it cannot lift you. It can only reach toward you and wait. Trust, without you even thinking about it, naturally opens the gates to your action. Your action, you're actively heeding the request. The guidance that your intuition is imparting to you is how you entreat its wisdom to manifest. Your intuitively inspired action is how you essentially give birth to God. You give birth to God on earth. You bring God here. You become a vehicle, a conduit, a vessel through which God can directly access earth. You become a shaft through which God flows. Acting on your intuition, literally doing or being or saying or affecting what it is guiding you to do, is how you co-create with it. As you reunite with intuition, you are no longer alone, isolated, stranded on earth. You become a co-creator with God through you as an instrument. This is God playing your potential to life. And the more you act on the intuitive guidance you receive, the stronger an instrument you become. The stronger an instrument you become, the more voltage and splendor and responsibility you can withstand. You become an apprentice to the master. The journey of awakening to intuition is a magical and a fantastic one. It is the kind of journey you likely can only speak of to people who know it too. For others may merely nod their heads or blink their eyes or not quite get it. They may be listening, yet they won't quite hear you, for they do not yet recognize the wondrous universe that you are now attuning to. Find your new friends. Find your allies. Find people like you who are tuning to their intuition too. Their presence with yours will exponentially catalyze your individual and our collective awakening. When two or more are gathered, the potency of God can be more wholly received by a multiple container. For God is so potently pure, his, her, its energy would burn you if you directly touched it. It would quite literally fry your electrical circuits. To not be burned by the pure potency of direct communication with God requires a clear, clean system. This arises as you eat a pure diet, fast and cleanse as needed, selectively choose your mind stimuli in this same fashion, and fully digest your past. Without body, mind, and heart clarity, God's potency affects dissonance. It rattles the debris inside your system. Sounds a lot like triggering. As this can evoke shock, be experienced as trauma, and be grossly misunderstood, God communicates, other than to those who are extremely clean inside, by stepping down his, her, its energy vibrationally. If this intrigues you, if it wakes up a deep longing inside of you, consider reading Bird's Eye View, A Travel Guide to the Universe. Hence, when you gather with others who are also attuning to God, God can speak more powerfully, more directly. Again, discernment is absolutely vital, for without it, if it is momentarily turned off, entire groups of people can wander astray. Discernment of subtle energy ensures that you are absolutely on track, accurately heeding the direction of intuition's guidance every micro step of the way. Again, the only potential danger is if you stop discerning. Start small. When you next notice your intuition communicating with you, pause. Take a deep breath. Become still. Listen. Attune inwardly, deeply. Discern. When you confirm its source is benevolent, it feels constructive. Gently take a step to follow it. As you accrue practice, you will become familiar with this marvelous territory. You will be able and confident to take larger steps. Eventually, you will be able to discern even when benevolent energy is being deconstructive, and still you will be accurate in following your intuitive steps. The next step in reestablishing your relationship with intuition is to recognize the results of it. As you follow its guidance, where does it lead you? What are the results? Becoming aware of this will light a brilliant lamp inside of you. You will no longer be the little helper. You will be sitting in the co-creator seat with God. Your ego will be in its co-pilot seat with soul. Recognizing the results of intuition's guidance will spur you to co-create with, to open to it more. A key in the acceleration of your actively awakening and engaging your intuition is recognizing that intuition is always benevolent. Contemplate this for a moment. Has your intuition ever led you astray? Has it ever led you into harm? It will always lead you, a literal or a lot, gradually or swiftly, out of your inner harbor of previously known experience into your outer harbor of the vastness of possibility. Once you realize for your very own self that intuition is always benevolent, your trust in it will substantially increase. It will be fortified. Nothing will rock it. You will be a co-creator with God. Those of us who explore these six key steps and follow them precisely arrive at a point similar to that in the six steps to empty out your past, when we thank the trigger and ask for more. As you build your relationship with intuition, you will thirst for it. Your vantage of situations that used to confound you will increase exponentially. You will experience increasing flow, ease, synchronicity, and greater passion, and you will ask for more. Asking for more spirals you up to step one again. For to ask for more is an expression of appreciation and desire. Ask and you shall receive it. For Earth and humanity's survival requires that we all dust off and renew our relationship with God. It requires that we hear Great Spirit's voice clearly and purely speaking to us. Without this, we are lost. We have no beacon. We are adrift on a big, stormy sea.